Thank you for calling.
Hey, Josh.
Hey, Marshall.
Do me a favor, open up your email. I'm trying to send you the other updated to 699, and I sent the alphabetical listing. I think I also sent the spreadsheet, but in different situations where I have to accept it. I'm not sure. I'm not too good at this. So take a look and see what you got in your email recently.
Sure. Let me check.
You should have footnotes.
Okay, I see that you sent me footnotes. However, I don't have the access to that file. So what you would need to do is kindly go to that footnote Google Doc.
Okay, give me a second. I'm going to go to footnote. Give me a second.
Sure.
Yeah, it's just a little confusing for me, but command N, footnotes. Okay, I'm opening up footnotes. Now what?
Now on the top right side where you see that image icon, like share or add people, you need to give me the access, just like you did for the previous file.
Okay, Josh Baker, here it is. Hold on a second, Josh Baker, Penguin Books, and then send. Okay.
Yep, I have the access now, and I'm able to read the footnotes.
All right. Great. And if you have a couple minutes, I can get it all done now.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, so now, did you get anything regarding alphabetical listing updated?
Okay, give me one second. I'm checking again. Okay, I only got the footnotes and hand notes on my end.
Okay, I'm going to send now. This is 2699 through. Well, no, 2699. Okay, inclusive. Let me just send it. See if you get that. Bingo. Send.
Okay, checking. Yep, I've got it. I see the alphabetical limerick.
Right, now go open that and see that. Look under G. Be sure the word grief is there.
Just give me a second.
That's the last one.
It's going to be in the first sheet.
Well, there's three sheets. It'll be the end of the first, I think.
Okay. Okay, the end of first sheet, it's only till 684. I see that the word the second last word. Let me check.
You don't have grief there?
Nope, it's not there. Just give me one second. Nope. Not here.
Then you didn't get the right thing. Okay. Let me try. This is the spreadsheet. And that should go down to 699. So it's going to come in a minute.
Okay, now I see it. I have refreshed the sheet again. And the 699th word is grief.
Oh, you got it. Okay, great.
Yep. I just refreshed it, now, and I see the updated one.
It says, sorry, an item is restricting in sharing. I don't know what that means.
That might be a technical error that might have occurred, but I have the word grief over here. So we're all good with 699.
Right, but I'm trying to send you now the spreadsheet. And what comes up, this document contains sensitive content. The following recipients are outside the item's domain.
So you just have to acknowledge
that.
I
want to. Okay, sure. Anyway, is what I'm saying. But this item, an item is restricted in sharing. So what do I do?
Okay, so is that spreadsheet on your Google Sheet, right? It's on Google Sheet, right?
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
What you have to do is just share it with me the same way as you were doing the previous sheet. Can you try going on the top right and see what it says.
Yeah, all right, I'll redo it. Give me a sec. I'll do it again. Hold on a minute.
Sure.
Get rid of that. Okay, now I'm going to pull it up again, like start from scratch, spreadsheet. And I'm going to check on the bottom that I've got all 699 on this. Yep, I do. Then I'm going to go to the top of this, and it says restricted. Only people with access can open this link. So can I invite? Okay, I don't have to do anything with that.
No, but do you see the share option?
Yeah, I got your name there now. I can try to make you an editor. You're going to be an editor.
You can just give me the viewing right as well. That would be fine.
Okay, hold on. Let me see what it says here. Viewer. Okay.
Yep. Just click
message,
on viewer.
Spreadsheet. 2699. All right. Here we go. I'm going to try sending it again. No, I'm getting the same thing. Document contains sensitive content. Share anyway. It won't let me do it.
It's not letting
right,
you do it.
Maybe I'm going to copy. No, it doesn't let me. Okay, I'm going to copy the link. I just said copy the link.
Okay, send me the link in an email so I can check.
Yeah, let me just see if I can do that. Again, I'm going to open my emails now. And I'm going to say a new email to you, Josh Baker. And the subject is spreadsheet. 2699. Not final. All right. And now I need to drag it in. That means I got to find it in my finder, right?
Yep. Or if you're just sending me the link, you can just copy paste the link over there. If you have to,
Well, I don't know where the link is. Hit create link. So where do I find the link?
Okay, so what you have to do is just go to the Google Sheet again, the same sheet that you would want to share the link off.
Okay, hold on a second. Let me get rid of this. Let me put the email aside. And, okay, I'm on the spreadsheet. Okay, what do I do now?
Okay, so on the top where you write the where you see the URL, where it says www.google.com, and wherever the URL is written, you just have to copy that whole link. Select that whole link.
It's not there. I don't see the link. All I did was I said copy link, and I hit it.
Okay, if you hit copy link, then obviously it would be copied already. So go on that email again and press Control V or right-click, and you'll see an option to paste.
Oh, yeah.
Try that.
Command V.
Yep.
Oh, it came under the subject, but that's okay. Let me just command V again. There. Yeah, it's there.
Awesome.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm just not that good with this.
No worries. Andrew.
Okay, so now I'm going to put the subject spreadsheet. I wonder what's sensitive in there because I have a few curse words. Google Sheet, sign in. You're going to have to sign in to get this, probably. All right, it just went out.
Okay, let me check. Checking it. Okay, I see that I have got an email from your end. However, the link did not get attached successfully. So.
Shoot. Okay, well, let me do it again. All right, let me just do it again. Okay, so here I'm pulling up the spreadsheet. There it is. Now I'm going to the document. Okay. And, I don't. I don't know what this says. It's owned by iSAMS at Fresno State. I don't even know who that is. Can I get rid of that and change that?
Okay, you sure can. Let me try to check on an alternative way how you can own that document. So on that same spreadsheet, on the top left, do you see an option where it says "Make a file"?
An option that says what?
A file. It's going to be file. An option
oh,
where it
file.
Says file.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Once you click on that file, there will be an option which says "Make a copy." Do you see that?
Looking. No. Open file, open the post window, save as, share as, export, input. No, it's not there. Remember, this document came from my granddaughter.
Okay,
she
then it could be possible. Okay, so probably what could be possible was that since your granddaughter might be the actual owner of this file, that is one of the reasons why you wouldn't be able to share that file with me. So what you can do is you would either have to try to export it in a PDF and then send me, or you would need to ask your granddaughter to grant me the access to this file. Just like you shared
okay.
the other files with me, then this would be an alternative option.
All right. Well, let me try one more time to do it as a PDF.
Sure.
So in order to do that, what do I do? I hit that. Okay. I don't know. Somebody, the owner of this is at Fresno State. I don't even know who that is. Let me
okay.
see who that is.
It might be your granddaughter,
oh.
as you mentioned. Yeah.
Yeah, it's another granddaughter. Yeah, yeah,
yep.
yeah.
So it shows it this way. Because she might have created the sheet for you. So that could be one of the reasons why it shows owner as her name.
Yeah. So that's the one I need to contact.
Yep.
Okay, let me see if she's available. I can call her while you're there, right? Yeah.
Yep, absolutely. You can call her while I'm here, or you can just let her know to give you the editing access, and from moving onwards, you can have those files shared with me.
Okay, so I call her, and I ask her to do what? I have access as an editor. I'm listed as an editor.
But still, since it's not allowing you to share, you can just let her know that kindly share those files, and you can provide my email address to her, and she'll be able to give me the access of those
okay.
files. And in case if
okay.
she's facing issues, you can just let her know to save those files as a PDF on her end and share those files with you. She'll be able to do that.
All right. Thanks. I'll give that a try. Then once you get this, you'll have everything you need.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Thanks, Chuck.
Thank you so very much,
Thank
Marshall.
You.
Have a great day.
All right. Bye.